Chase Willie and D Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason, Willie Donick hanging out with you. We say hello to Max Kellerman from ESPN, who has been nice enough to jump on with us today because he's given us a big topic to talk about from his show this morning. Of course, it is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You can hear on ESPN Radio mornings. Max, how you doing? Appreciate it.
Of course, guys. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. So you called it a hot take. You made your take this morning that you thought that Saquon Barkley was going to have a bigger impact for the Giants than Derrick Henry would for the Titans this week. What kind of led you down that path?
Well, several things. One, just go back to Saquon's rookie year. He had over 2,000 yards from scrimmage and 15 touchdowns. And by the way, was basically on paper the greatest running back prospect who ever lived, right? No one at his size had ever moved like him. By the end of his rookie season, between his last year in college and his rookie year, he has a highlight reel that you can put next to anyone who ever lived, their whole career's worth. Like Barry Sanders, take his career worth of highlights, look at Saquon from college and his first year in the pros. It's comparable. Just is. Except Saquon's 20 pounds heavier, right? He was incredible, and he was raw. He didn't know how to block. He didn't run between the tackles great. Like, with all that said, he could catch and run like it was no one's business, and he was a home run threat whenever he touched the ball. Okay, so that was Saquon Barkley. He was running behind the worst offensive line in the game, and his quarterback was the remains of Eli Manning, and he had a bad coach, and he did that. So I see that not as his ceiling, but if he is fully healthy, as his floor. Because he's older and wiser. If he can still move like he once did, and by all accounts this preseason he can, then he should be better than that. That's what I'm looking at. Now I look at Derrick Henry, who is, you know, the guy over the last 3 or 4 years, but has had an enormous workload, and they're going to have to get the quarterback more involved in the offense at some point. In addition, Saquon catches passes differently than most running backs. So I imagine the Giants are going to have to use Saquon the way Pittsburgh used to use Le'Veon Bell. Like, you could even split him out wide. You could put him in the slot. You can run him out of the backfield. You can do a million different things with him. And if for the Giants to compete, they're going to have to. Whereas the reverse is true for Derrick Henry. They're going to have to, in a way, involve him a little less in the offense if they're serious about competing in the playoffs eventually. So that leads me to believe Saquon, and I'm really talking about the season, but sure, we can talk about this game too. We'll have the bigger game.
Well, Max, and that's what we were discussing. Was it just a one-off, meaning this game, Saquon has a bigger impact, or are you, you know, talking about the season moving forward? My thing was, yes, he could have a bigger impact in this game in particular, but does that still mean, you know, the Giants win? I think Titans have other more options than the New York Giants scoring.
Titans are going to win, right? Yeah, Titans are going to win, and I'm not suggesting that Saquon Barkley is going to have more yards, particularly between the tackles, but on the ground, than Derrick Henry. But you're going to have to look at the overall game, is my point.
Exactly. We're talking with Max Kellerman, host of This Just In, and also host of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on the morning ESPN Radio. He's everywhere. Absolutely. Even on his show. Max, if Derek comes out, because a lot of people are looking at what happened in the playoffs, and he wasn't as effective, but the guy had been out for, you know, 9 games. It was still some rust there. But if Derrick Henry comes out and says he rushed for 120 or 30 yards, a touchdown, do you think the narrative then change with Derrick Henry?
Well, first of all, that's not a big game for Derrick Henry.
Exactly. True. I'm saying 120 yards, and it's like maybe like 150.
Maybe 220.
Yeah, no, you went 120, and then you were like 130 yards and a touchdown. No, Derrick Henry is ridiculous. And, you know, and by the way, he's not facing a run defense. Saquon is. A couple years ago, your run defense is no good. And then last year was really good. So, you know, Derrick Henry is going to have good put up big numbers, right? He almost can't help it. And the thing that's most impressive to me about him is you don't really – like, there are some guys who are clutch. You know, he's a clutch back. Mm-hmm. When they needed him the most in the playoffs, he had some ridiculous games. Now, you could say, well, also, he had a couple of duds. But, I mean, if the entire game plan is to stop someone after he just picked up 150 yards and a couple touchdowns in the last playoff game, if everything you devote is to, you know, and you're, is to stop him, you're gonna limit him. But that's what I'm saying. That's why they can't just give the ball to Derrick Henry, go do your thing, if they're serious about making the playoff run. It's like the Bucks with Giannis, right? Mm-hmm. Remember, Budenholzer was the same thing every time. Giannis comes downhill, you double him, he finds the open man. Otherwise, he yams it on you. Like, good luck, right? Mm-hmm. But in the playoffs, they walled off against him. So Budenholzer the following year had to figure out a way, let's initiate the offense differently in the regular season, even if it means we're not going to be as good in the regular season, but it's going to prepare us better for the playoffs. And I got to imagine the Titans, they got to be thinking something like that in terms of how to integrate the offense better and not just rely on Henry.
Max, we talk about this all the time. The Titans have won the last couple of division titles, and yet more often than not, the national people are picking the Colts to win the division. So you're a great person to bounce this off of. What's your perception of the Titans versus the Colts in the AFC South?
I think in certain ways they're very similar in that they're solid teams up and down, and they here's the difference. The Titans have a better regular season quarterback, I believe, at this point. Like, you can say whatever you want about Matt Ryan. He went for a third-round pick. Well, it's because they wanted to trade him where he wanted to go, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, come on. But there'd be some other bidder with at least a first-round pick so that they could come back and tell the Falcons to come back and say, look, we're going to need a first or at least a second for the guy. They only got a third. It tells you the league doesn't value him that much. And Tannehill, on the other hand, is a very good regular season quarterback. But I don't think they brought in Matt Ryan for the regular season. And I don't know that the Colts wind up with a better record than the Titans. I think they brought in Matt Ryan for the playoffs because they did not trust Carson Wentz, and they figure that in the moment of truth, Matt Ryan will be more reliable than Carson Wentz would have been. And I agree. And the thing about Tannehill is he really needed a good playoffs, and he was awful. You know, he was very good in the regular season. He needed to at least maintain that level in the playoffs, and he didn't. So I like the Titans better in the regular season. Once we get to the playoffs, that changes for me.
So, Max, you don't because this is the, you know, sort of the consensus here in Nashville is just like you said, yes, Ryan can get you to the playoffs. I mean, not Ryan, but Ryan Tannehill can get you to the playoffs. But once he gets in the playoffs, it's a different story. And now we're trying to figure out last year Ryan had all the pieces in place. I get it. Derrick Henry was just coming back. But last year was the year that many figured he has everything in place. This should be the year. Well, on the flip side, this year, one guy I'm not worried about is Ryan Tannehill. I'm worried about everything else around Ryan Tannehill this season.
Yeah, I'm worried about Tannehill, too, because, like, you know, you say, well, you don't need a superstar to win the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Eli Manning won a couple, and Nick Foles won one not that long ago. But in order for a regular dude, and Eli was the number one overall pick, but still, he wasn't uber-talented the way a lot of these guys are. In order for a guy like Nick Foles or Eli Manning to win the Super Bowl nowadays, they have to have one of the greatest clutch performances ever, right? Like, that's what it takes for a guy like that to win. And Tannehill is more mobile than those guys, but he's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not, oh, my God, the most talented guy. For a guy like him to win, to make a real playoff run, he has got to be big under pressure. He cannot, that cannot be a thing you're worried about. So you may not be worried about him. I don't know. You have your reasons. Mm-hmm. But based on what I just saw, let me see you get it done when it matters most, because you're not talented enough to slip a little and still be good enough to get it.
Max, we really appreciate you jumping on with us last minute. The discussion this morning was fantastic and obviously has given us a lot to talk about today. But thanks as always and enjoy your work.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.